for Stuart Candy, who just seen your terrific filly Gigi's Laquita score a brilliant all the way win in the Iceland 1000 guineas. You must be pretty impressed with her.
Yeah, we're really wrapped. It's been a real team effort. Like Anita Bell, she does all the track work, and like I have to thank Rosette and Lee. They've both ridden in the races to get her here, and you know it's been a real team effort. So and my partner Ruth, you know, yep. She straps her. So.
All right. Now you said when she won the maiden in Hobart that she was your 1000 guineas filly, and it's come to fruition. It must be even sweeter when you pick a race like this race out and think, well, that's the starting point for the good races, and you'll even go to the Oaks now, I suppose.
Yeah, we definitely will. Like Robert said, you know, she just relaxed so well, which she does in her work. She gives Anita a bit of a hard time, slow mornings, but when you gallop her, she just goes to sleep, and she's just a real staying type. So we'll definitely push on to the Strut and then on to the Oaks, and then she'll have a good break.
Right. Now, you train a lot of horses for Port Elizabeth Geared, and you do all of their breaking, pretty much all of it. How many horses have you got to the property now?
Look, I train about 8 myself, and we probably have on the property anywhere up to 80 GGs. So, you know, it's a lot of work, but really enjoyable work, and a night like tonight just makes it more enjoyable.
Tell me the truth. Can you remember all their names?
Pretty much we can. Ruth, the brains, she names them all as foals, and yeah, so okay. We remember most of them.
All right, mate. Well, well done, and it's great that you've been able to win a race like this, and let's hope that she can go on and perform well on the Strut Stakes and cap it off with a win in the Oaks.
Yeah, I really think she'll improve over more ground, so hopefully she does.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Pete.